The parasha starts with the words Ve'ele ha-mishpatim. These are going to be the rules that are the type of mitzvot that are called mishpatim. I explained the day before yesterday there are three categories for the mitzvot. What's called mishpatim, chukim, and edut. Mishpatim are all the rules that are easy to understand, that make sense. Edut is testimony, all the mitzvot that we do that are a testimony for something that happened. And chukim are the mitzvot that don't make sense. Mikveh, red heifer, and so forth. So specifically, the mitzvot that make sense, don't steal, don't cheat, and so forth, these are under the category that is called mishpatim. The parasha starts by saying, Ve'ele ha-mishpatim, these are the mitzvot that you should learn and put in front of you. Rashi explains, why, lama nismecha parashat dayanin leparashat mizbeach? How come first starts the parasha of all these rules that is called dinim, that dinim specifically of mamonot and damages, and right after that comes another parasha that is called parashat ha-mizbeach, talking about the altar. Lomar lecha shetasim sanhedrin etzel ha-mizbeach. To explain to you that next to the altar has to be a sanhedrin, a rabbinical court. Yesh leavin kavanat Rashi. We have to understand what Rashi is trying to tell us. Desham neemar beparashat mizbeach velo tale b'malot al mizbechi. It says in the parasha of mizbeach that you should not go up on the altar, and you know, when we're saying the word mizbeach, altar, we're picturing in our mind like a little barbecue or something. But if you ever looked at the sketches or images that they make on the mizbeach that was in Beit HaMikdash, you know how huge it is? It's the height of maybe almost 2.5 floors, just the height. And there are dozens of Kohanim on the Mizbeach. It's massive. And there's a ramp. There's a huge ramp. It's called Kevesh. And it's just by the size of it. It's not like in the beginning I was picturing a little barbecue and they throw the meat on it and they, you know, they go with the hands like the Israeli style, the nafnef. But really, this is a massive size altar. So when you're going on the altar, there's this ramp. It's called the Kevesh. And it says in the Parashat HaMizbeach, Lo tale b'malot al mizbechi. When you're going on the ramp on my altar, it says, specifically it says that, you know, they couldn't wear a certain garment that is not going to expose their intimate parts, because we wear pants. In the olden days, they had like a robe which was open on the bottom. And it's not appropriate to go up on the ramp when the inside is exposed. So that's what it says specifically in the parasha of Mizbeach. The Noam Elimelech says, Yesh leavin, sheramza lanu haTorah darkei hatshuva. The Torah is coming to tell me how to do tshuva, how to repent. Ech itnaeg haAdam debizman shebet haMikdash haya kayam. How was the person, or how is the person needs to behave when we have a Beit HaMikdash? Whether it was when it was existing, and very soon it will be existing. I need to know how to behave. Imagine tomorrow we're going to Beit HaMikdash, Mashiach is coming this afternoon, we have to pack a bag, we go to Yerushalayim, we go to Beit HaMikdash. It has to come with a list of instructions, don't do this, don't do that. Nevertheless, one needs to know how to behave when he's getting closer to the Mikdash, to the Beit HaMikdash, and specifically the altar. When Beit HaMikdash was existing, hayu korbanot mechaprim. Once, when we had the Beit HaMikdash, the sacrifices used to atone for our sins. Person used to sin, next day go to Yerushalayim with a goat, with a lamb, with a bull, whatever it is, and go to the Kohen, and now the sacrifice would atone for whatever I did. I mean, sometimes it would be a bird, it can be a pigeon, it can be even sometimes just the wheat or oil. But nevertheless, the sins were atoned by the altar. Ve'achshav, now, unfortunately, we don't have a Migdash. Ba'avonotenu harabim, in our many sins, she'en lanu mizbeach, and we don't have an altar, what do we do now? Now, I can't compare if we have more sins than 2,000 years ago, what they had. Maybe yes, maybe not. But nevertheless, we have many sins. What is going to atone to us? Ba'avonotenu harabim she'en lanu mizbeach, ha'Torah kedusha mechaperet. And since we don't have an altar, then the Holy Torah will atone for us. Al derech she'amru chazal, like our sages have told us, haragil ilmod daf echad, ilmod bet dafin. If you learn one page of whatever it is, for the sake of the example, you learn one page of the Gemara, now you did a sin, what will be your atonement? Add another page. Start learning two. So it's good that if you, let's say you take on yourself to read 5 chapters of Tehillim every day. So you know every time you make a sin, so add another chapter. And you add something. But nevertheless, what can serve to us as an atonement in our generation is only the Torah. And the way to do it is such as you increase in your Torah learning. Venimtza, and we find here, HaTorah nikret mizbeach. So the Torah is also called a mizbeach, an altar. Shemechaperet kmo mizbeach. Why? Because the Torah has the power to atone like an altar. Person does tshuva, go sit in yeshiva for 3 years, you'll probably delete most of your sins. Sit and really learn, not sit outside and smoke. But the Torah has the power to atone for everything. Anything, like we just talked before we started the shiur. Doesn't matter what you did in the past, doesn't matter what effect anything does on your body, the Torah has the power to cure everything. Just have to apply yourself. Ba'amar ha-katuv, ve'lo tale be'malot mizbechi, and the script says, don't go up in the ramp, so to say, on my altar. What does that mean? Perush k'shetirtze la'alot al mizbeach, it means when you want to go up on the altar, dahaynu lashuv al avonecha, when you want to do tshuva, lo ta'alei ma'alot. Don't come up that with all your virtues. Don't come up with all your achievements. When you want to do tshuva, it's only if you're humble. You can't come to do tshuva and go up on the mizbeach and think that you're so great. Ma'ala is when I have a virtue, an advantage, or something that I achieved. Don't think for 1 second that you have some type of an advantage, or that you are better than somebody, or that you are higher than the level where you really are. וגם לא תלך מיד בהתחלתך במעלות ומדרגות צדיקים גמורים. And don't think that because you have a yarmulke on and a tzitzit and you grew a little beard that you are a tzaddik. Some people, they will go to yeshiva, they'll transform their external look within 2-3 months, black suit, black hat, black yarmulke, chik-chak, a little beard, and put a tzitzit on and the whole thing. And it's not so good, because then the person might think right away, oh, that's it, I have a black suit, I'm a tzaddik already. So I told you already, when I became observant, then I went to different yeshivot, but the yeshiva that I spent most of the time in, then they told me, okay, everybody has to wear black suit. Everybody wears here is black suits and a hat, and I'm not wearing anything. I'm staying with my denim pants and my blue shirt and my sneakers, and I'm not putting a suit. And they're like, no, but that's what everybody dresses here. So I'm sorry, I came to do tshuva. I didn't come here to follow a fashion. I came to do tshuva here, and in order for me to do my right tshuva, it has nothing to do with my clothes. And I don't want to do tshuva based on my clothes. When I will feel that I'm in a high enough level to change my clothes, then I'll change my clothes. But my tshuva is not based on a black suit. My tshuva is based on refining my midot. Stop to lie, stop to cheat, stop to curse, fix your language, work on your midot, learn Torah. when I will feel that I'm worthy to put the suit on, I'll put the suit on. But after that, I don't want to fool myself. When I'm going to look in the mirror and see a beard and a suit and be like, oh, okay, that's it. I'm already a tzaddik. So I refuse to change my clothes. And Baruch Hashem, the Rosh Yeshiva, was willing to, not only that, he accepted my attitude. And only 2 years later, first came a black pants, then came the white shirt, then the black suit. I wasn't like I'm going to change the way I'm dressed because I'm going to lie to myself. So he says here, לא תלך מיד בהתחלתך במעלות ומדרגות צדיקים גמורים. Don't think right away that you are in a level of a real tzaddik because you wear a yarmulke or you grew a beard. It's very easy to grow a beard. Just don't shave. It's not a lot of work. So I know a lot of people don't like the beard. You know, 14 years I'm married to my wife. She still does not get it that it's very hard to eat things with a beard. She brings me certain things to eat, and I told her I cannot eat that with a beard. I have to have a straw or a spoon. It doesn't work. She still doesn't get it. I told her one time you should grow a beard, and let's see you eating a falafel. So, and the whole tchina is everywhere, and you know, it's all your beard is full of food. And but nevertheless, one should not think for any second that because his external look changed, or that he shows up to the shul 3 times a day, that he's, whoop, I'm a tzaddik. You're far away from being that. Don't hold yourself in such a level. רק מתחילה תרגיל את עצמך בהדרגה ממדרגה למדרגה בהכנעה גדולה. From the beginning, then make yourself used to going from one level to another level to another level, but you have to do it in a huge level of hachna'ah, that you are very, very humble. Not to think for 1 second, okay, 3 years I'm already attending the shul, I should get now the status of tzaddik gamur. It's not. I have to understand that I'm going constantly from one level to another level, and not to look all the way up and be like, okay, I'm going to be there within 3 months. No, it has to be madrega madrega, and most important, bachna'ah. Can't say, oh, look at me! I look completely different, and I deserve much more. No, rather be humble. Now he continues. It says, what does it say in the verse? It says in the verse, don't go up on the altar. Asher lo tegaler vatcha alav. Don't expose your private parts on the altar. I told you when they used to go up on the ramp, and they would wear a robe. Then you know the erva, the hidden part is not covered, and the Torah says lo tegaler vatcha. Don't expose your hidden parts, your private parts, when you're going up on the ramp. What does he want to tell me? Rotzel omar deim lo ken sofcha lehitgalek kalonecha ve'ervatcha. If you're gonna not take your tshuva seriously, and when it comes to, so to say, offer the sacrifice, and when it comes to learn Torah, and you're not taking it the right way, and when you're doing tshuva, it says, if you're not going to do it the right way, then your hidden parts will be revealed. Some people, they hide behind the costume. They put a very nice yarmulke, costs exactly $2, and a nice suit, and they a lot of pretending, but in behind scenes they do all sorts of bad things. Can be cheating in business, can be cheating on their wife, can be doing all sorts of disgusting things, can be slandering other people, cursing, misusing, misleading, and many other things. And in this look, and then what happens? He says, you know what will be your end if you're doing it in a fraudulent way. Sofcha lehitgale. You're going to be revealed. Kalonecha ve'ervatcha. Your shame, and erva is your hidden part. So if you're not 100% honest, just know that it will come out at some point. Ve'esh la'avin. We have to understand also what Rashi says. Kavanat Rashi Zal. Im asmichut gam ken bederech hazeh. There's a connection, I mean, between the altar We're talking about the altar, and we're talking about the dinim, about all the laws. The hadan din emet la'amito na'asa v'chulo. When a person judges based on emet, I'm not talking that you have to be a dayan. You're not referring to that you have to be now a judge. But I look at a person, right away I judge them. Person, this is a certain way, I can judge him favorably and or not. Or a person comes and tells me something, I can believe them, not believe them, but I judge people constantly. But when I judge a person, le'emet, emet la'amito, I'm really looking at the truth. There's no agenda here. Then what happens? Bevadai ha'mekayem iskei adinim kilchato azai hu gam ken mizbeach kapara la'agen alav. When you follow the mitzvot 100% and you judge everything correct, then even the way you follow the mitzvot, that also becomes to you like an altar to protect you. And one of the major things is how you judge things. And many times you can be judgmental towards a human being, and you can be also judgmental towards yourself and also towards the mitzvot. But nevertheless, he says here, "Hamekayem iskei hadinim kilchato." When you're taking all the laws that the Torah tells you, but you're doing it exactly like the halacha, you don't add your agenda here. You don't add your opinion or looking for a loophole. You know, a lot of people looking for loopholes. I told you the guy called me not too long ago. He requested to have a phone call. I get on the phone. It was a very short conversation. Usually, I mean, we give about 10-15 minutes per call. So this was a short call. He asked me a question. Can I do this and this? So I told him, no. That's it. That was the conversation. So he tells me, are you sure? I told him, yes, I'm sure. Are you sure I can't do this thing? I told you, you asked me that already, and I told you the answer is no. Are you sure? Are you sure? I told him, I am sure. He tells me, you know what? You're the eighth rabbi that's telling me that. So I told him, eight rabbi, what are you looking for? The ninth one to tell you, yes, you can do it. So I'm not joking. This is a real story. So many people, they're looking for loopholes. So they'll go to the first rabbi. The rabbi will tell them, no, you can't do that. So they'll find the rabbi that will tell them, you can do that. I told you already the joke with the donkey, right? No? The guy, one guy walks into the shul to ask for the rabbi, goes to the rabbi and he tells him, Rabbi, my donkey just died and I want to donate some money to the shul and I want you to dedicate something in the name of my donkey. What? We don't do such things. He tells him, Rabbi, I don't think you understand. This donkey has been in my family for 20 years. I work with this donkey. We became like my partners. I love this donkey. He's very dear to me. And I'm willing to dedicate money, to donate money to Yeshua. I want you to dedicate something for my donkey. Rabbi tells him, I'm very sorry to tell you, we don't do things like this. He tells him, Rabbi, no, if I'm going to walk across the street to the Reform Shul and give them a $100,000 donation, they will dedicate something for my donkey. So the rabbi answered him, why didn't you tell me the donkey was Jewish? So there's always going to be the one that will find how to round the corners. And many people, that's what they're going after, rounding corners. Where can I get a discount here? Are you sure I can't do that? So he tells here, Bevadai ha-mekayem iskei ha-dinim ke-hilchato. Don't start inventing things right now. The halacha tells you, hey, this is the halacha. Don't look for loopholes now. Azai hu gam ken mizbeach kapara la'agen alav. The fact that you follow the Torah, the dinim, the laws, exactly how the Torah tells you, that becomes to you like an altar to protect you. Zeh shepiresh Rashi Zal, this is what Rashi explains, lomar lecha shetasim Sanhedrin etzel ha-mizbeach. Appoint a Sanhedrin next to the altar. A Sanhedrin is a court, a rabbinical court. A Sanhedrin can be a different amount of people. It can be a Sanhedrin of 70 men, it can be a Sanhedrin of 23 men, doesn't matter. But it has to be a rabbinical court next to the altar. Why? רוצה לומר שהתנהגו גם כן בדרך הזה כנסגר לעיל. כמו שנאמר אצל המזבח, והוא רחום יכפר עוון ולא ישחית. He wants to tell you that when it comes to the altar can be a physical altar, but the altar can be like we just mentioned, my Torah. My Torah is an altar. I'm now sitting here for 3 hours. I'm sacrificing my time. I could have been now in a coffee shop having a nice cup of tea with my wife. And I can be now sleeping, turning from this side right now, then turning to this side right now. And I'm sacrificing my time. And I'm sitting here and learning Torah. And some people love it, some people don't. Some people, for them, it's a sacrifice to sit here and I don't understand what the rabbi is talking. And it's hard for me and it's boring and my tuchus is itching and I can't sit and my ADD and my ADHD and all my HDs and all this nonsense that people are inventing. Then this is a sacrifice. To run into the shul and to learn, this is a sacrifice. This is called a mizbeach, altar. So right next to my altar has to be a Sanhedrin, a judging system, a system that judges. And a Sanhedrin is also not only a rabbinical court, it's what passed all the laws. The Sanhedrin was the one who passed the laws. We're learning now Gemara. Then they would take the oral law, dissect it, and come to a conclusion, come to a halakha lemaaseh. That's way before we had the Shulchan Aruch and way before we had the Tur and all the rest of the interpretations of the Oral Torah. They took the Oral Torah and made a psak halacha, what's called halacha lemaaseh, how I actually do it. So any time that I will want to go close to an altar, we don't have an altar yet. Very soon Mashiach is coming, we'll go to Yerushalayim, we'll have a mizbeach. In the meantime, then my Torah is my altar and my following of my mitzvot. And I have to learn the mitzvot, learn the dinim. It's called the din, it's the law. And not to look for a loophole, and to apply it and to do it right. This also serves to me like an altar. But has to be this judging system, the system of a Sanhedrin that applies the laws. When I do that, when I govern myself in that way, when I guide myself in that way, then it says that this mizbeach, this my altar, this altar is so merciful that will atone all my sins. Lanu v'lechol Yisrael, amen. To us and to the rest of the nations, we should all reach to a level of atonement and kapara, and then my efforts, my learning Torah, my mitzvot, my fulfillment of the dinim of the laws, this should be to us as an altar and to atone for all our sins. Needless to say that if we just increase in that, each one in their level, then the entire nation will reach their kapara, so we can actually see with our own eyes Beit HaMikdash very soon.